Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. This is episode 8. My name is Marcos Gazana. I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today is March the 11th of 2014. It's a Tuesday. The weather is cloudy outside, about 25 degrees. And today I'm going to be speaking about comparative adjectives. So the comparative form in English. This is definitely a very important topic for you learners of English out there, especially because whenever we speak English, we tend to compare things. When we go to a shop, we tend to talk about different products. And when we're sitting in a bar with friends, we also compare people, we compare things, we compare experiences. And that's why the comparative form, it's very useful. For conversational purposes. So I'm going to give you some tips about how to form and how to use the comparative form. So first of all, the comparative form is used when we're comparing two or more things. So either we're comparing two people or two cars or two schools or whatever two things. So let's get started with some examples, and then we can analyze the examples, and maybe you can also think about some sentences of your own. So let's start by comparing two people. We could say that, for example, we take John, the name John, and the name Jack. So we could say that John is taller than Jack. So if I say John is taller than Jack, I'm using the adjective tall, and I'm adding ER at the end of the word tall to form taller. So T-A-L-L-E-R. So taller. John is taller than Jack. We could also say Jack is shorter than John. So then short plus ER becomes shorter. I'm also using than after the comparative adjective to form the whole structure of the comparative form, which is basically, in this case, the adjective with an additional ER at the end of the word, yes, which is a suffix forming the comparative adjective, plus the word then, yes, which might be reduced and pronounced then. So again, John is taller than Jack, or Jack is shorter than John. We could also compare two cars. We could say the Mercedes is more comfortable than the Ferrari. The Mercedes is more comfortable than the Ferrari. In this case, we have the word, the adjective comfortable, and which is a long adjective. So we're adding the word more before the word comfortable to form the comparative form. Again, we're using than. Let me repeat. The Mercedes is more comfortable than the Ferrari. All right, so here is a comparison between two cars. Then let's move on, and let me give you one example. Let me talk a little bit about the spelling. So as you could see, with short adjectives, and that means one-syllable adjectives, we basically add ER at the end of the word to form the comparative adjective. So tall becomes taller, short becomes shorter. But then sometimes we have adjectives that have a consonant and a vowel and then another consonant, like the adjective fat, for example. So fat becomes fatter, but then it's spelt with an extra T. So you have to double the last letter, which is T. So fat, spelt with double T, and add the ER to form the comparative adjective. This happens whenever you have consonant, a vowel, and another consonant. Also, comparative adjectives ending in y, you have to use ier. So busy, I could say that I'm a lot busier this year than I was last year. So busy is spelt with ier instead of y, all right? So you have to remove y and add ier to the end of the word. Again, I'm using then, yeah? So I'm much busier this year than I was last year, okay? So this is another thing. So the spelling problems we might have here when we have consonant, vowel, consonant, and y at the end of the adjective. Other than that, when you have a short adjective, just add the ER, as I told you before. And when you have long adjectives, like in that example I gave you with the two cars, the Mercedes and the Ferrari, you should use more in front of the adjective. More comfortable than. So the Mercedes is more comfortable than the Ferrari. Yes, you can alternatively use less if you want to say the opposite. So the Ferrari is less comfortable than the Mercedes. I hope I don't get any lawsuits because I'm saying the Ferrari is less comfortable than the Mercedes. Now, finally, to finish, let me talk about some irregular adjectives. So the first one is good. The comparative form for good is better. So you could say something like, this new book is much better than the old one. Better is spelled B-E-T-T-E-R, better than. This new book is much better than the old one. Then we have the adjective bad, for which the comparative form is worse. So we could say the old book was much worse than the new one. Then we can move on. By the way, the spelling of worse is W-O-R-S-E. Then we can move on and talk a little bit about far. So far, the comparative form for the adjective far is farther or further, but that's an issue for a whole new episode in which I could discuss the difference between farther and further. For now, let's stick to farther, which means more distant. So I could say something like, your home is farther than mine. Then finally, another irregular adjective is fun. Because fun is a very short adjective, so it should technically or theoretically, it should fit into the rule for short adjectives, which basically means adding ER. But then, no, you know, the adjective fun is irregular, and it actually fits into the rule for the longer adjectives. So you should say more fun than. So you could say, the class today was much more fun than yesterday's. The class today was much more fun than yesterday's. Okay, I guess this is it. Thank you for listening. I remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There is a contact form on the webpage. You can contact me through the contact form. You can also leave a comment on each individual podcast. I would love to hear your comments or suggestions for future episodes. You can also contact me by sending an email to info@followenglish.com.br. You can also subscribe to this podcast by visiting our page and adding your email to our email list. And you can also subscribe via iTunes and via Stitcher, www.stitcher.com. Just look for Follow English altogether in one word and you will find us. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. Bye.